Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I want you to know this is the area there in Iraq. Upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up in the way the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Before going any farther, this is the unholy trinity. Again, it's mentioned here. It's Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet are mentioned here. We have the holy trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Here we have the dragon, who is Satan, the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. You see them all together here, 1 and 14. And these are the spirits of the devils, literally demons working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to get to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Lest he walk naked as they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called Armageddon. In the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. We see now the sixth vial, literally, that the angel, he pours out and he dries up that great river Euphrates. Again, I take this very literally. It's an actual river. Be like, I don't remember a song. On the mighty Mississippi, you know that kind of, remember the old song, Mighty Mississippi? Okay, it's a big river. And he's going to dry it up. Do you think possibly, because the sun was turned up seven times hotter? You're talking about evaporation and global warming. And could it be because of the results of that sun being so hot that the next, I don't know, but it very could be likely because of the hot heat of the sun. Anyway, that river's dried up. And the armies could cross it with no problem. I could go on there, but I don't want to bore you with that. The drying of the Euphrates we see. And then verse 13 and 14 and 15, we see the deceiving of the earth. This is very interesting to me, where I saw three unclean spirits like frogs. Now, that's interesting. I looked up that word frogs in the Greek. You know what that word frogs in the Greek means? A frog. It didn't say they were frogs. It said it's like they were like frogs. And I got thinking about this week. Why does John describe these unclean spirits who come out? Who come out of the mouth of the Satan, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the prophet, why do they call they're like frogs? Well, I got thinking about that, and I read over the commentaries, and nobody had a real good answer about that. You know, I mean, who knows? But we were in Georgia this past week, and it was so quiet, so quiet. And we have a pond. We dug Wally, Wally and them are probably watching this, and Wally helped dig that pond. Nice pond, we got fish in there. Don't y'all go up there catching my fish up there. We got bass and brim and catfish in there. Anyway, and in there at night, you hear, you know, I can't do a frog, but just all night long. Honestly, we got home Friday night or Friday afternoon here on the lake, set out there by the lake, and all night long you hear those frogs. Whatever they're doing, calling each other, makes that sound. And I'm thinking, that's why you compare. That's what are frogs good for, except like Casey. I got to be careful because Casey loves frogs. She has those, and that frog you like, those little, so I have to be careful how I talk about frogs. She loves frogs. Fake frogs, though, I think. They're fake ones, the little colored ones. And anyway, they just all night long. I think that's why he compares them as frogs, because they go throughout all the world and they don't quit running their mouth. They just keep on. I may be crazy, but I just think that's why he compares them to a frog. They're not frogs, but they're like frogs. And a lot of people don't like frogs, except for Casey. Most people don't like frogs, you know, and talk about giving you warts and all these. I don't want to go too far with this, but we see that they go around deceiving the earth. And the kings of the earth, it's very interesting. And Joel, you don't have to turn there, I have it marked. Joel chapter number 3. Mark this down in your notes. Joel 3, verses 9, Let's see, where do I have that? Yeah, verses 9 through 14. Here's what Prophet Joel said about this day. Proclaim ye among the Gentiles, prepare ye war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of the war draw near, let them come up. Remember, these spirits go out and they pull all the kings and they rouse them up. Let's go to war. Joel talks about this. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears, and let the weak say, I am strong. Everybody's going to go to Armageddon. I mean, we're going to battle. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither calls the mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Armageddon is also called the valley of Jehoshaphat. So he's gathering all of the armies of the earth. These spirits are rousing up all the kings and all the leaders of the nations to come through the valley of Jehoshaphat. Verse number 12, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Are you following? Oh, you're good, Kyler. I didn't know you had that up there. I saw people looking at the screen. I said, what are they looking at? Okay. Verse number 13, put you in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come get you down. I love that. Come and get it. Come on down. All right, that's what he's saying. He's gathering them all together. Come down. For the press is full and the fat overflows, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near the valley of decision. Again, this is what it's talking about back in Revelation chapter number 16 about this sixth vial. He gathers all this together to come to battle in Armageddon. Joel speaks about this. Also, we see in Isaiah chapter number 2. I have this marked. Let me read it. Isaiah 2:4. And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift sword up against nation, neither shall they learn war no more. This is the millennium. What a difference. Here during the Armageddon, they're going to beat their plowshares into swords. But during the millennial reign of Christ, Isaiah 2:4 talks about beating their swords into plowshares. See the difference? That's pretty cool. Just a thought to leave that with you. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. Kyler threw that one up there. Maybe you can beat me with it. 2 Timothy 4:1. No. That's the wrong. I wrote that down too. Maybe it's 1 Timothy. About the spirit evil. Oh, it's 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh especially that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You got that? Back in Revelation 16, when he pours out that sixth vial, literally it's a call to Armageddon, gathering all the armies to that valley of Jehoshaphat, Megiddo, where it's time to fight in verses number 13 and 14 and the seventh seal, and I have to finish, or seventh trumpet, or seventh vial. I'm sorry, I'm going too fast. The seventh vial is 17 through 21. This is the end of the tribulation period. This is when the vial will reel the earth's surface. Look in verse number 17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. The end of the tribulation period. This is the end of the tribulation period right here. Okay? And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake. Now notice this, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. This earthquake at the end of the tribulation period is unlike any earthquake this world has ever seen. Again, this is at the very end of the tribulation period. Let's finish the rest of this. And the great city was divided into three parts. Question, what's the great city? Where's the great city? Jerusalem.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.